Tofresh Mem Vav Sif Beis. So dealing with the lochas of Hadas. Hoyo Anov of Merubais Me Olav. If so, on the hadas, there's little berries which grow, and it refers to them as anova, as they're the grapes, but literally it means little berries which grew there. So if there's more berries than there are leaves, simi rukas kosher, if the berries are green, so the same color as the leaves, so they're right to their kosher. Vimadumois, but if the berries are red, oh shkaris, or black, posel, so the lochas is posel. Vimiatan kosher, but you can fix it. You can pick off the berries and that'll be kosher. It's not a psul which remains. But you can't pull them off on yomtiv because that's mamash a tikkun. It's a drabon dik halach of tikkun that you're fixing it. Before it wasn't functional as the hadas of mitzvah. Now it is. Now it will be. So that's a problem. So you can't fix it on yomtiv. However, if he did do it, or he picked them off one by one for eating purposes. Now the girsa over here, the Mishnah Berurah, the girsa is acher. In other words, that somebody else picked them, teeth them, not for the purpose of fixing, doing masak in it. So that raises a kosher. We have Mishnah Eilech kosher b'cholinyan. So the psul of the extra of having these berries is only psul on the first day. Afterwards, it's not a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Hay, Hoyo Novov, the Lepomim Godol Al Hadas Pri Kemin Anova. It grows like a little grape. Imirukas kosher, if they're green, they're kosher. The Gamadas Yoruku, because the Hadas is green. Vein Shirimara Machbasanov, it doesn't look different because of the berries. Mashenkin Mishkaris, but if they're black, it looks different. So Gamadumas Habikishkaris, red is also like black for this purpose. The truth is really black is just a red which is darkened. And therefore, avoladumas or shkaris is possible to love hodderhu. It's not considered hodder, and therefore it's going to be possible. Hayush shargavonim, if there were other colors, so we discussed green, red and black. Let's say there's a gal which is yellow, a blah which is blue. The kapas tamorim mitzad of the hach, where there's a saver called kapas tamorim, he is inclined to say that it's also a prima godim. Mistab is a prima godim, leaves it as a suffix. So he doesn't give a real maskana. So just to go back to one point, the Mishmur says it's puzzle because it's Lav Hadarhu. So if you look at the Shartzian and Dalad, she tells you that it's a long Shartzian, a little part of it. It says Rashi, that's a Rashi and Dafyud Aleph. Meaning Rishalmi Mash Malachar the Bemaskanos Adikaratam the Bishkaris Adumas Kvar Nigmar Pagan. There's a pri there, but Tara Amra Lakatam Anaf Eitzavoyis. It has to be Anaf Malay pri. So in other words, when you take a branch and the branch has fruits on it already, really what you're taking, your acre focus usually is the fruits. So it's not called, you're taking an anav, you're taking a pre. But if it's not fully grown yet, they haven't ripened yet, so then the focus really is still the anav, so then it's called you're taking an anav. That's what Yerushalmi says. They start out as green, they dry out, manasa shachar, they darken. Now, according to that, if derek hadas hazel legadol peris yerukin, the hanu af bigmarin, if they stay green all the way through, even when they're ripe, they're green. If he's a posel af yerukin, so then even when they're once they're fully grown, even if they're green, it's a problem. Now, so that's the Yerushalmi's pshat. So the Sharetzian Alchem Bibabli the Masik Mishum the Yerukas Mina Dadas. So the Gemara says the Loshon is that Yerukas are the Mina of the Mina Dadas. It's the same as Dadas. Mashma the Toifes Atam Kemoi Shomer Yerushalmi Mitchilo. From the Enadoy Mesla Eitzay, he says like Yerushalmi he wanted to start out with because it doesn't look like the Eitz. So Shalom Ratara Omer Lekatam Anaf Eitz. It has to be like the eights. So the eights grows with wood and it grows with leaves. and it grows with the things which look like wood on the leaves. They look, all look the same. But something else, this is other item there. It's a fruit. It's a different color. According to that argument, as long as it's green, it's going to be kosher. So therefore, this chilek of the Yerushalmi is not mentioned in the halacha, that there's no difference. Green is always kosher. No difference whether it's fully ripe or not. Okay. So that's how he is interesting. Machlokes in the Bab and the Yerushalmi. Let's go by through the Mishnah Sukkot and Zion. V'miyaton. So Hanami Erev Yom Tov. The first case is that he removed the berries before Yom Tov. It's kosher.
Why is the fruit all green and always kosher?
According to the Bavli, the point, it looks like it looks the same as the rest of the wood. So it's that's fine. Okay, you did it before Yom Tov. You're allowed to do lechatchila. In other words, it's not like, you know, but you have Betsam, this hadas had too many berries. We don't care. As long as when it comes Yom Tov, there's more leaves than berries, fine. But feel the mites and busted the agat a little bit, even if you did it after the agat. So that the agat seems to that's the moment when it's like being defined of what it is. So lachar at that point in time it had too many berries, so it's not really kosher. So it's like it's tassulim and also such a sore. No, we don't say that. The item batsim is kosher, it has a prep, so which you have to get rid of. He's given the sarklamer, oishalitan achar lachila. Okay, so it didn't say echod echod, but it means somebody else to pick them. Lachila. Why? What does he mean? The davka ish acher shalikta lachila. The person, he has no interest in making the hadas kosher at all. He's eating it because he wants to eat them. He's picking them off because he wants to eat them. So that's mutter. Even though lachar by that you would end up with a kosher hadas. And that's what we're saying is also to do on Yom Tov. He's allowed to lechatchila go and take it off lechatchila, because even though it will end up with a kosher hadas, he doesn't care. The male mukshar, hare lo nichalei b'hekshar hu. He's not interested in that hekshar. So it's a psikresh lo nichalei. We're not going to answer when Reuven takes it off. Shimon's hadas, and Reuven takes the berries off to eat, thereby creating a kosher hadas for Shimon. But Reuven has no interest in the bechlal, so we're not going to answer Reuven from taking off the berries because Shimon gets a better hadas. Mashen can also ishukuba with the same person. His kavan is lachila. Kamalkam also, but the psik ratio, but he is nichalei in the benefit of kasher adas now. So it's a psik ratio is nichalei, so that's going to be problematic.
Psik ratio
de nichalei. Right. Now, the only exception would be if he has other adas, he has no need b'klar for this adas. So then he'd be allowed to do it. Okay, so now after the first day, however, it's kosher b'cholinyan. Tests. But some I feel even if you didn't remove it, it's kosher. Now this sentence over here seems like a very innocent sentence. He's quote right. It's a Beis Yosef. Now remember, Rashi in the Psulas Hadar says that when the bing machlokes b'shoyin and whether Hadar is possible called Zion or Hadar is only possible for the first day. Certain psulim we'll see are only possible for the first day. Some which has to do with lekicha tama. Most b'shoyin hold this only applies to the first day. Something which is because it has to be lechem is only on the first day. Hadar, the men b'shoyin hold, applies all 7 days. Beis Yosef holds that Hadar is only on the first day. And therefore, when he just like threw in, yeah, the first, it's only the first day, it sounds like it's this innocent statement. So the reality is, time of the seer the chol psulim, I feel oisin shpsulim shem hader gam ken psulim hurak v'yam rishon. That's what he holds. The fees the didan the beskin the kamam the simon tafresh mantes the psulim mach was hader psulim kol shem. We don't pass on like that. We pass on that hader is all 7 days. So then gam zeh psulim kol shem is over here. It's going to be possible all 7 days. Well, I think your yarmulke fell off. Okay. Gimel. Anav eitz ovus ha'omer b'tara hu adas shal olov choyfen es eitz. So the phrase anav eitz ovus, it's a branch with an eitz ovus. And the word ovus spelled with an ayin means like a chain. It's like it's a it has a kliya to it. It has a like a garland where you're intertwining something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the words mean. So. So Chazal understand that to mean Kegoyin Shlosha Olin or Yoser Begibol Echad. So each level where you have these little the little stems which come off of the branch, so there's the stems have no depth length and they're attached right onto the leaf is right there on the branch, but at that level three of them are coming out. So that really covers it all sides. Amahoyu Shnei Olin B'Shava. If two of them are in the same height, the third one is the malamim is higher. That's not what the Torah refers to when it says obus. That's referred to in Allah as hadas shayta, and it's possible. So the Ramah possible to b'shas atchak. So this hadas shayta is really problematic. It's possibly Mishas Atak. Vika Mand Omer Begemor the Kosher. There is an Amar which holds it as Kosher. Valkein Noigim Be'elo Medinas Lechatil Lotzis Be'elo Adasim Hamuvoim. We try and import Hadasim. Ve'en Shlosha Olam Begibel Echod. So we'll use them. We have nothing else. They didn't grow over there. So that's all they could get their hands on. They would use them. V'yesh mishakosu d'adasim shalonu ein nikram hadash shayta hoyol behem shlanayim al gabi shlanayim. They grow two by two. V'enich hadash shayta, and this is Gemara, the case is what, the Gemara's case was two and one, two and one. This is two and two. Chenogel hokol k'moshakosu d'mari kolon, mari isilin, b'shuva seyem. So the mari kolon is the marik, mari isilin, is a Trumas Adeshin, that both the Rotshubas that you can meet Noigla Hokel on that. Now, we don't do this. We'll see. They were basically grappling with it. That's all they had available, so that's what they relied on. Sivkotin Yud, Begibel Echad, Ratzalor Mirbachol, Kain Mekain. So it means each one referring to the point where it comes out of the branch. It's called a Kain for our purposes. Kain is a very, very versatile word. It's used referred to a katzipur. You have set this kinin, which referring to the nest, which holds. It's referred to when each batch of birds that are born is referred to as a kain. Now here it's referring to the so they all have in common. This is its birth element. This is where. This is where it comes out of the tree, out of the branch. So I'm not sure how the real translation of the word Cain is, It's used so many different ways. The eagle echod, and they are all next to each other around one circle. Each one has its own stem. That's its ukits. But they're all coming out in the same circle around the height of the the hadas, so then we're good to go. If you take a look at the picture in the Moshe of Dirshu, so in the top picture you see them all coming out of the branch at the exact same height. If you look at the second picture, where the uksim, you have a picture, the second picture of the uksim, you'll want to share it with them. So you're looking at the branch, a close-up of the branch, and the uksim are coming out at different heights, but ukits A and ukits B and ukits C all overlap. The stems all overlap. There's a point. There's a line you can draw that all three are there. One's higher, one's lower, but they're all overlapping in that same line. That's also kosher. It's also called mishulish, even though they're not perfectly at the same height. Here, see, come here. Come here for a second. I'll show it to you. So if you look over here in this picture, here's this stem, here's this stem, and here's this stem. This stem is a little bit higher. This one's lower. This stem ends here. This one starts here. But there's a line you can draw between through all three. That there's one point where all three stems are on the branch at the same height. Right, this one's the bottom. This one's the top. This one's the middle. That's all called. That's called Meshulash for our purposes. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. If two are lower and one is higher, Lamalamihem Yudalov is Lamalamihem, or Lamatim, or one is lower, so Nikriya Dasher to Yudbeis, Neshein Olav Holkim Keseder, Ela Mushuboshim Kesherta. They're out of order, but the same way Sherta is not in order. So the Mechaber said, the Ramah said, it's possible fil b'shas atchak, she'en b'chlau hadas klav, it's not the hadas of the Torah. Possible fil b'shar yomim, it's possible for all 7 days. Kenim ha'yishnayim zeh, Agav zeh, it was two by two. Tam kenim zeh b'chlau obis, somewhere of the Torah. It's also not the obis of the Torah. That we're going right now. That's his first opinion. So, two by two is not the it's not on eitz obis, it's a different item. So this is not what the Torah was referring to. Instead of having three leaves at one height, you have two leaves at the same height, and then the next one you have again two leaves at the same height. So it keeps going up two. That's how the thing grows. So this first opinion is saying that's not kosher. That's not what the Torah is referring to. Then he said there is somebody says that it's kosher. Okay, noigim. Let's learn. The same oisam mandomer the machshir betray bechad. Who did betray? I got betray. So there is a mandamar anymore which says 2-1, 2-1, 2-1 is good, and he also told 2-2, 2-2 is good. Okay, so we rely on that opinion because we don't really have too much else to do. Okay, no galahokol test of. So the Mishabur of Ibir grow Bashar Khan Mishakulum people who made all minaga who they all question this minig tremendously. Shane Laham Shum, you said it doesn't really have a good foundation, Lord betray Bechad, will betray Al-Gabi Trey. Ramadha Kurak Lakaima Minig. The Ramah is just the Ramah doesn't really hold up it either. They're suggesting, they're saying, listen, but the Maisa, there's a minig out there, people doing it, so I'm going to give you a hesber where they're coming from to sort of justify the minig. But reality is, anybody who takes mitzvah seriously is not going to use this. You know, you're going to find the real avos that is 3-3. Rather, Kamam Sif Hey, we'll see how much on the height of the das that you need that should be shalosh. Because of Chagam, the Teich Elo Hayaveshim Shemaviim Ima Hesrogim. So when they what happens is they were delivering them from the warmer climates. So they were delivering them together with the Sorghum. So by the time they got there, they dried out. Now, Hadasim, the level of a Yavesh, which would be halakhically problematic, it's not going to reach till quite some time. So they're kosher, but the problem is, what was coming, you know, 1 out of 100 of them they're coming which are meeting the criteria of Kan Echad. I'm not sure exactly what he was addressing. What was the argument? When you soften them, they might expand a little bit, and then you can tell that they're really overlapping. This sounds like what he's saying. So when you soak them in warm water and they absorb the water and they expand a little bit, you can get a real feel. I don't get the metzias. because you're looking at the main place you look is at the uk, it's the stem. That you should be able to tell even before you expand the leaves, etc. So I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. And if you can't find one which has all three in one kan, that type of hadas, so then yitabul bracha. See, pasan zalach ma'aseh. We're not going to make a bracha on this. So not like the minig of the Ramah that you're making. Okay, sif dalit yotzu harbe bekan echad. So we could have the minimum is three. You could have four, five, six, all coming out the same height also. So what would be that there was many coming out at the same height. And then they fell off. So you had seven of them originally coming out that height. Four of them fell off. So the majority of your leaves have fallen off. You have three left at the same height. It's kosher. I feel a nishur rubim, even though five of them fell off. You had seven, four fell off. You have three left. It's kosher, even though five of the olim have fallen off. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah. So what's talking about? Says Zayin. Nishur mehem ad. I know filu haya bechol erech adas kein. It wasn't one level. It means everyone was like that. This branch grew 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, all the way up, and all of a sudden, you know, something came along and sliced off four all the way down. Right. So filu nishur ruben is kosher. The kim of the nishur shloisha dayin avoyis karina bay. Once you have three, it's called avoyis. They're intertwined. They're braided together. That's the word I was looking for, braided. Initial rak shenayim is possible. But if only two are left, it's possible. Now, why is that? The hadash yesh bo shloisha b'kain echad b'noshar echad mikol kan kain, sorry. Initial rak shenayim, if you started out with three in each level, and then one fell off, you ended up with two, 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 so rav is still there, but each one only has two. So we'll see many Heskimo Kamachar Mahakshar, they hold that it's kosher. So why are we here? We started out with five and you end up with two, two, two. It's not.
It's not?
It's not kosher. Shom Shiny, the Shakaponim Roiva Kane, Ruba Kakuloi. The reason why it's kosher over there, because you started with three. So we're using the Ruba Kakuloi as if all three are still there. But over here when you had five and three fell off, and you only have two left each, it's not Ruba Kakula. You can't use Ruba Kakula because Rav fell off. See, if three are left, so three by definition is kosher. But if only two are left, the whole kashrus is based on Ruba Kakula, which isn't true because Rav the leaves fell off, so you end up with Mashenk and Hachad, Nasha Rubam. Sabina Kaponim Shiyishtar Shir Avois. It's only going to be kosher if the basic Shir of Avois is left, which is three. If you have three left, even though you had seven to start with, the mice it's a voice. It has three, so it's called anaf. It's a voice. Okay. Hey, lemitzvah beinan kol shir aruch hadash yehi a voice. It's preferable in halacha that the whole shear of the das, which you will see the shear of the das, is three tefachim. That the three tefachim should be a voice all the way up. However, likuva berubai. The ma'akev is that the majority of the three tefachim is a voice, which three, it's three, three. And mafilo and a barosha, even if that area which is majority is avois, it's 3-3, is not on the top. And we saw sometimes that we're marked with dafka, the top is more sensitive in Allah. No, as long as somewhere along the length of this three tvachim of the hadas, you have a roiv of shalish, so so it's kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah, Likuba Berubai, Yud Ches. Hainu, Shahadas, Shishurahu lo yosim ishtim osar gudolin. So we're gonna. It's three tefachim. A tefach is four gudels, four thumbs breadths. Four thumbs breadths equals a tefach. So 3 times 4 is 12. So the shir v'das is 12 agudlin. Okay, the kamam is tough reshnon. So ein tzarach avois bekuloi. We don't need that the whole 12 agudlin should be avois. At rak shiva gudolin yehei avois. You need that the majority, which is let's say 7. Or more than six really, but has to be avos. The hanu shlosh olam b'chol kain, which means 3 coming out the same height. V'chamisha gudol, and the remaining 5. Fill an extra legami, even if there's nothing there at all. Shanosher olam, all of the leaves have fallen off. Or shlohoyu avos, it wasn't avos to start with. Then shlohoyu olam shnayim agabi shnayim, a trei v'chad. That the remaining 5 gedolim it was 2-1, 2-1, 2-1 or 2-2. The kibun sheruba hayo avos is kosher as long as since the majority of the length of the hadas is avos because 7 of them, 7 gedolim is avos, so it's kosher. That's ma'akev. The chachila you want the whole thing to be like that. You want the whole shear to be. So you buy your hadassim, and they tell you get the aleph pluses. You know they're promising you they're going to get 12 gedolim of avos. I didn't say you're going to get that. I said they're promising you. In the good old days, it didn't come in prepackaged. It came in separate ones, and you would sit there and you would look. Now you have this bag, which is almost very hard to look inside, and you get it. You know,
there are places where you.
Not in Silver Spring. You know, you get the Lakewood. You can still get that. Eretz Yisrael, you still get that. Now, let's say a different scenario. Ubadashayu b'chol shir orker shloisha olim b'chol kain. So that case, which Mishnah mentioned before. So you had it was a full shir of 12 gedolin. 3-3-3. Great! Wow! Phenomenal hadas, and. But something happens, and then b'nosher ola achas mikol kain b'roiv shir ha'erech hadas. 7 gedolim's worth or more down the hadas, one leaf got ripped off. So now you have the majority of the shir only has 2-2. But it was originally 3-3. So yes, was that pluta ben rishonim? There's a machlokes rishonim. Mishnah Berurah has mentioned before the shita with his machshir. There's a machlokes betzim, and we're semich on the makel shita when we need to. Yesh machshirim, the kibush anisher shnayim b'kol kain. Ruba kakula, we apply the rule of ruba kakula since originally it was 3. So Rabbi Kakula says it's if there's still 3 there. Says the roiv is still there. It's like the original 3 are still there. So you have 3-3. So everything is wonderful. The same way we said when you have 12 and 7 is covered and 5 is not, Ruba Kakula allows that. Over here when you have 12 of 3-3 and now you only have 5 of 3-3 and you have 7 of not, but each one of those is Ruba Kakula for a different calculation because there was 3 leaves to start with. So that's kosher. It's not a voice. Ruba Kakula doesn't help you. The mites, it's not a voice. It's not braided. A voice means 3. So what do we do? Like the shita, which is machshir. The machshirim he brings over there is a ra'or, ben yiruchim, and a ritvoa. And the ran... it says not like that. Okay. Now, b'davka k'shenishu al kaponim shnei olin b'chol kain. This only works that you have 3 to start with and not 2 are left. Tavi ruba al kaponim. So it's based on ruba kakuloi. 2 of the 3 is roiv. Amnosher shnei olin b'roiv shir erech hadas. If roiv of the hadas. 2 have fallen off, so now there's no Ruba Kakula. Possible Kuliyama, that's done. Okay. Vim came and welcome Shadogim Shalotis Bhadasim Shoshnaim Agabi Shnaim. It's in the places where they make the do two that we use Adas of Khafila we use or Bidiavid, we use Adas of 2-2. Kaliyah Bahagoa, Inosha Ola Achaz Mikol Kane, Beroiv Shirar Khadas, Possible Kuliyah Madolinisha Ruba. So one falls off, you only have two to start with, one falls off, there's no Ruba Kakuloi. So that happens down seven Agulans where you're in big trouble. It's Kasha Filena Barisha, we'll just finish that off and we'll stop. Kane Barisha, Kagan Shalom, and Mata, Aruba, Yotzi, Bechol Kane, Vikane, Shloisha, Olin. Going from the bottom up, it's 3-3-3. And then, when the Mala Nashu Olive, they fell off on top. Usher Ehuen Obisa, they didn't grow like that. Gamkin Kasha. We need the top to be still fresh as opposed to Yavish. So why we're there, we look at the top, and here we don't look at the top. The answer is Shama Tamishum Hodder. It's a question of perception of beauty. The Rosh is more sensitive when it comes to Hodder, the being visible. But over here the issue is Avois. Is it braided or not? Avakan mishum avoyis v'day b'chol mokam. It's called avoyis because the majority of it is avoyis. That's called avoyis. Okay.